The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall bring to you from Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with the healthy. Who's getting colon cancer? With rates rising among younger people, testing should start sooner. Jana Boyer was 54 in June 2021 when she and her husband traveled to Mexico to renew their wedding vows. As they were getting to fly home, she started experiencing stomach problems. She called her doctor, who recommended she get checked out by a gastroenterologist to see if she picked up a parasite from contaminated food or water. My sister-in-law is a retired colorectal nurse, so she'd been bugging me to get a colonoscopy since I'd turned 50, Boyer says. I'd kept putting it off, but I figured I might as well kill two birds with one stone. That colonoscopy probably saved her life. The procedure detected a mass measuring 3 centimeters in her large intestine. Further tests determined that the mass was malignant, and she immediately had surgery, followed by 6 months of chemotherapy. Until her trip to Mexico, Boyer hadn't experienced any symptoms that might have been a sign of colon cancer. Most colorectal cancers cause no symptoms in the early stage when they are most treatable, explains Folasad May, a gastroenterologist and an associate professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. This is why we start screening at age 45. Everyone needs to get screened for colorectal cancer, regardless of whether you have symptoms or not. Those symptoms, when they do occur, include rectal bleeding, blood in the stool, constipation, and other sudden bowel changes. Before 2021, the recommendation was for people at average risk of colon cancer to begin screening at age 50. But because of a rising rate of the disease among younger people, the recommended age now to begin now is 45. People at higher risk, those with family history of colorectal cancer, for example, should start screening even earlier. Last year, the American Cancer Society reported that 20% of colorectal cancer cases in 2019 were in patients under age 55, about double the rate from 25 years earlier. Yet in spite of these troubling statistics, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports that fewer than 60% of adults aged 45 to 75 have been screened for this disease. Colonoscopy versus home test. The colonoscopy is considered the gold standard for colorectal cancer screening. It's a procedure in which a small tube with a light and a lens is passed through the rectum and intestines, allowing the doctors to see any growths or irregularities. If the doctor discovers polyps, small growths, in the intestines, they can be removed through their tube. Most of these polyps are benign, but there is a risk that over time some could turn into cancerous. While many people feel squeamish about the test, most who've had one admit it's really not that bad. The day before the test, people drink a lot of liquids, some of which include a laxative to induce diarrhea, and clean out the bowel, which will enable doctors to see the intestine walls clearly. While that might sound unpleasant, it's mainly just inconvenient, requiring that you get close to the bathroom until the prep is finished. Patients are sedated for the colonoscopy procedure, which is usually painless. Still squeamish? Some people may be able to do a home test instead. The home tests aren't recommended for anyone with a personal or family history of polyps or colon cancer, but they're considered a good alternative for people who have no underlying risk factors and who are unable or unwilling to have a colonoscopy. Unfortunately, the home test is not without its ick factor either. Several tests have been approved by the FDA. Cologuard, which requires a prescription, is one of the most well-known. All require that you collect a stool sample and then mail it to the laboratory to be tested for microscopic or invisible blood, and sometimes DNA, that may indicate the presence of cancer. If the test result is positive, then you'll have a colonoscopy anyway. Researchers are still trying to develop even easier and less icky ways to detect colon cancer, while it's still early. While there is a blood test available to test for colon cancer, it's not as accurate as the test described above. But recently, researchers announced that a new blood test still under development can detect genetic material that tumors shed in the bloodstream. In a trial of most of 8,000 people, the new test accurately detected early colon cancer almost 90% of the time. Jana Boyer's cancer is in remission now, but she'll continue to be carefully monitored. She says she is grateful for many things these days, including the opportunity to share her story with others and spread the message about the importance of colon cancer screening. After you read this, she says, reach out to your doctor and see whether you should be screened. I tried it, water flosser. I've had more cavities than I'd like to admit, plus a couple of crowns, and my dental hygienist warned me recently that my sensitive gums were receding at a risk for periodontal disease. I remember my dad having extensive and expensive periodontal work done. I'd like to avoid that for myself. So at my dentist's recommendation, I started using a water flosser. I chose a handheld rechargeable one. Water flossing can be messy if you're not careful, which is my hygienist says she uses hers in the shower. And when I'm extra tired at bedtime, I'm tempted to skip it. But my dentist says it's helping. And a 2023 review in the journal Curus found that water flosses are better than dental floss for removing food, plaque, and bacteria. Yes, I use regular floss, and I brush with an electric toothbrush as instructed by my dentist. And my gums are holding steady, so I plan to keep it up, no matter how tired I am. Excuse me, my pages are stuck together here. The world of medicine. The brainy benefits of a daily multivitamin. Wouldn't it be nice if there were a simple, safe pill you could take to ward off dementia? According to new research from Brigham and Women's Hospital, part of the Harvard Medical School, and the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, that magic pill might be a daily multivitamin. In the final of three studies looking at multivitamins' benefit for heart disease, cancer, and other health issues, research found that a daily multivitamin improved memory and slowed cognitive aging, says Joanne Manson, MD, a leader of the study and a chief of the Division of Preventive Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. The investigator estimated that taking the daily multivitamin over 3 years of the study slowed cognitive aging by approximately 60%, which is the equivalent of almost 2 years of life. Wow. Your partner, your blood pressure. If your partner has high blood pressure, you might be on your way to having high blood pressure, too. That's the finding of a large multinational study that set out to investigate if many married couples who often share the same interests, living environment, lifestyle habits, and health outcomes might also share high blood pressure, says Listen Sam Varghese, a faculty member at the Emory Global Diabetes Research Center in Atlanta. Varghese and the other scientists looked at thousands of couples across the United States, England, China, and India, finding a clear link where blood pressure was concerned. Based on the results, which were published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, improving blood pressure, too, can be a family affair. Can't stop stress eating? If you've ever suspected that stress might be the reason for your weight gain, science has just found an explanation. According to a new study published in the Journal of Physiology and Behavior, stress can actually make food taste worse, reducing the reward people get from eating. This may cause them to eat more to feel satisfied. In the study, 76 people were evaluated and placed in either a high-stress or low-stress group. Then they were given large amounts of two soups, one sweet and one savory, and told to eat as much as they wanted. People who were highly stressed didn't enjoy the taste of either soup as much as the people with low stress levels did. While there wasn't a lot of difference in the amount eaten, the research say that in real life, not enjoying certain foods as much as expected could lead people to seek satisfaction by eating and overeating other foods. Colon cancer risk, which we just talked about. A survey of 1,000 adults done at Ohio State University found that many didn't know about the lifestyle factors that can increase colon cancer risk. Contributing factors that watch include obesity, drinking alcohol, lack of physical activity, a diet high in fat and processed foods. And, of course, everyone should start having regular colonoscopies at age 45 or earlier if you have any of the known risk factors your doctor advises. A nutty way to better health. One in three Americans has at least three risk factors for cardiovascular disease, such as high blood sugar, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and excess fat around the middle, a condition called metabolic syndrome. All these then increase a person's risk for a heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular events, and diabetes. But it looks as if people who regularly eat walnuts have some protection. Iranian researchers writing in the journal Food Science and Nutrition looked at multiple studies and found that people who regularly ate walnuts tend to have better markers of metabolic health. Walnuts also seem to combat some complications of diabetes. One study even found that walnut eaters had 68% lower risk of having diabetes compared to the non-walnut eaters. So go ahead and sprinkle some walnuts in your morning yogurt, but don't go overboard. Walnuts are high in fat, and even though it's healthy fat, they are still relatively high in calories. And here's the cover story. Raise a glass. Favorite drinks from every state. And it looks like a milkshake, a soda. Looks like water and some sort of a cherry thing. So we'll find out what they are. Alabama. Buffalo Rock Ginger Ale. Born in the basement of Birmingham, Alabama Grocery Company in 1901, when grocer Sidney Lee carbonated a pharmacist's extra gingery stomach tonic, the formula, which fans say has a nose-tickly, almost spicy finish, has remained largely unchanged. Alaska. Duck Shot. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, or has distinct layers of coffee, liqueur, Irish cream, and whiskey, it's got to be a duck. In this case, the shot created one snowy December afternoon in 1987 at the Peanut Farm Sports Bar at Anchorage. Orders bought full, if not particularly appetizing name, Duck Fart Shot. I like that. Arkansas. Grapette. This grape soda from Camden first became a big purple splash in the 1940s, followed by a sister soda, Orangette. After trickling to near extinction in the 90s, it made an early 2000s comeback exclusively at another Arkansas-born company, Walmart. Arizona. Lemonade. The summer sipper featuring squeezed and sweetened lemon juice became the official way to beat the dry heat here and back in 2019. After a local team realized the sage seal included four of Arizona's five C's, cattle, copper, cotton, and climate, but left out citrus, a major industry in the Grand Canyon state. California. Vino, wine. Prior to 1976, good wine meant French wine. But a blind taste test in Paris, that year saw the underdog, California, unexpectedly win for both red and white. Nearly 50 years later, Napa and Sonoma counties are called wine country. Colorado, hot cocoa. What else would you want to drink during a Rocky Mountain winter? Enjoying cocoa as an après ski sipper, or skip the slopes and go straight to the chocolate. Connecticut, white birch soda. Better known as birch beer, despite its lack of alcohol content, white birch, which tastes of wintergreen, is a favorite of many fizzy flavors from East Haven soda maker Foxon Park. Delaware, Dogfish Head. What started as the nation's smallest brew pub has become one of its biggest. Its Sea Quench Ale, one of America's most popular sours, is brewed with lime juice and sea salt and screams summer on the Delaware boardwalk. Florida. Orange juice, of course. So synonymous are the Sunshine State and citrus that consumers are more likely to buy OJ if they think the oranges are Florida grown. They're even willing to pay more for it. In fact, only about half the orange juice we drink comes from Florida. Brazil is the biggest producer by far. But more than 95% Florida oranges get squeezed into juice. Georgia, Coca-Cola. The most popular soft drink on the planet is still headquartered in Atlanta, where it was born in 1886. 9 Cokes sold per day that year. Today, the figure hovers around 2 billion worldwide. In Hawaii, of course, is pineapple juice. Although pineapples are not native to Hawaii, they grow so plentifully in the Aloha state that the Dole Plantation in Oahu used to feature a drinking fountain that dispensed pineapple juice instead of water. Idaho, potato vodka. Yep, the state that produces 13 billion pounds of potatoes a year turns those sublime spuds into fries, tots, and spirits. Grand Teton Distillery crafts its version with spring water from the Tetons. Illinois, Old Style. This beer may be brewed in Wisconsin, but it's grained in the Windy City identity, as evidenced by the bounty of Heilemann's Old Style signs hanging out in some bars dotting the city. A swig of Old Style is part two of a Chicago handshake. Part one is a shot of the iconic, oddly bitter, Malheur liquor made in Chicago. Indiana. Water. Lest we forget the foremost way to hydrate. Hoosiers have held H2O as their official state beverage since 2007, the only member of the union to pay homage to the very essence of life. In Iowa, it's the knee-high grape. Fans of the TV series MASH cherish scenes with the knee-high grape, Sipping Corporal Walper Rado O'Reilly, who hails from Ottumwa, Iowa, but you don't get to be homesick GI to enjoy this nostalgic drink. Kansas. Icy. We have a Kansas to thank for the twirling ice machines that churned out a kaleidoscope of perfectly slushy drinks. World War II vet Omar Knedlik bought a Dairy Queen franchise in Coffeyville and found a hit selling semi-frozen bottles of Coke from his freezer. So he converted an ice cream machine to produce the consistency on demand, landing a patent for the process in 1960. Kentucky. Oh, what do you expect? Of course, it's bourbon. A bona fide part of the bluegrass state, Kentucky is home to more bales of it than people. Bourbon features in both the mint julep, the signature drink of the Kentucky Derby, and in the state's clever tourism slogan, Unbridled Spirit. Louisiana, Sazerac. You can stroll the iconic French Quarter sipping a Feuder Red Hurricane. But those in the know go for the Sazerac. Rye whiskey, a sugar croup, Peychaud's bitters, anise flavored herb saint liqueur, and a lemon twist. It's been on Big Easy bar menus in some incarnations since the mid-1800s. It was made official cocktail of New Orleans by the state of Louisiana in 2008. In Maine, it's the Moxie. Among the first sodas ever produced, this rugged root beer-esque elixir outsold Coca-Cola nationally until the 1920s. Its pluck and verve, yes, the word Moxie comes from this drink, are as popular as ever in Maine, where Moxie soda has both a museum and an annual festival. Maryland, the Black-Eyed Susan. Symbolic of the state flower, this stiff cocktail, usually made with orange juice, pineapple juice, vodka, rum, and orange liqueur, is the official drink of the Preakness Stakes, the second leg of the Triple Crown. The race is the third Saturday in May, but Maryland's mix this drink up year-round. In Massachusetts, it's cranberry juice. Cranberries have become commercially cultivated on Cape Cod since the mid-1800s. Today, juice shy at Ocean Spray is based in the Bay State and squeezes about 4,400 berries into each bottle. In Michigan, it's soda pop. It's close calls to say which Michigan's most popular pop. But two worthy of hometown pride are barrel-aged Verner's Ginger Ale, first poured in 1866, and Faygo, the 1907 brainchild of Russian immigrant bakers who transformed frosting flavors into effervescent drinks, especially the strawberry-flavored Red Pop. Minnesota is the bootleg. This legendary libation is a harbinger of the summer all across the land of 10,000 lakes. It's got its start at country clubs on Lake Minnetonka during Prohibition. Artful Living magazine reports that Al Capone and other notorious mobbies allegedly sipped a concoction of citrus, sugar, and fresh mint because it packed the right punch to make the burn of bootleg to mask the burn of bootlegged liquor. Mississippi, Bark's Root Beer. Edward C. Bark, that's B-A-R-Q, 1898 root beer formula, crafted in an unassuming white house in Biloxi, Mississippi, stood out from the pack because it used sarsaparilla instead of sassafras. These days, what gives Bark's its bite is the caffeine content, 22 milligrams for each can, while most American root beer brands are naturally caffeine-free. Missouri is Fitz's Sodas. Fitz's antique yet operational bottling line is on full display at the Flagler Restaurant in suburban St. Louis, a city of soda. 7-Up was also invented here. In Montana, it's Huckleberry Milkshakes, an irresistible way to enjoy Montana's sweet, wild, tart huckleberries, what locals call hucks, is to blend them into a cool lavender milkshake, a tasty treat at Big Sky Country diners, especially in the summertime. Nebraska, Kool-Aid. In 1920s Nebraska, entrepreneur Edwin Perkins had a problem. His most popular item, a soft drink concentrate called Food Smack, became in glass bottles that often broke. So he removed the liquid, transforming Food Smack into a powder. The rebranded result was so robust that later Kool-Aid Man could crash through walls. Oh, yeah. Nevada? Pecan Punch. This Basque American tradition, made popular in boarding houses for sheep herders, is still poured today with the citrusy aperitif Tarani Amer, similar to the cocktail's namesake, the French spirit Amer Pecan, plus a nip of grenadine, soda, brandy, and a twist of lemon. In New Hampshire, of course, it's apple cider. The Grand Estation official beverage does a double duty. It's the key ingredient in apple cider donuts, a particular point of New Hampshire pride, and it's great for dipping them in. New Jersey, it's green juice. No, I lived in New Jersey. I never heard of green juice. With juice joints galore, popular brands include Arley's Raw Blends, Greenpoint Juicery, and Purely Juiced. Jersey makes it easy to get your daily fruits and veggies in. What else would you expect from the Garden State? New Mexico, it's Agua Fresca. The colorful centuries-old tradition of steeping fresh fruit in water with sugar is both a street cart treat and a bright, beautiful way to beat the heat. In New York, it's the famous egg cream. Nostalgia in a glass. This frothy, fizzy soda fountain concoction of milk, seltzer water, and you bet chocolate syrup contains neither egg nor cream. One theory is its name comes from the Yiddish echtkeem, that's echtkeem, pure sweetness. Your inner child will want to chug it in a New York minute. If you've ever had it, it's really good. In North Carolina, they call cheerwine. Affectionately named the Nectar of North Carolina, this colorful cherry soda, nope, no wine in cheerwine, is the official soft drink of the National Barbecue and Grilling Association. The pairing works so well that it's known as a Southern handshake. Cheerwine in one hand, barbecue in the other. Kind of sorry they didn't mix a Pepsi Cola because it was invented in New Bern. North Dakota, choke cherry wine. The state fruit grows wild in all parts of North Dakota, where generations of home canners have turned the astringent cherries into a sweet, tart wine. In Ohio, it's tomato juice. Ohio was the first to designate a state beverage in 1965, an ode to the concentration of tomato farmers in the northwestern part of the state. Meanwhile, another powered drink, V8, is made with a secret recipe, includes tomatoes, carrots, celery, beets, parsley, nettles, watercress, and spinach, by the Campbell Soup Company plant in Napoleon, Ohio. Oklahoma, cherry limeade. The Sooner State signature pick-me-up is a sweet, tart cherry limeade made with folks flocking to their neighborhood Brahms or to the Oklahoma-grown Sonic Drive-In in their fix. In Oregon, it's craft beer, and there's a picture of four different craft beers. The state story of suds goes back to the pioneering brewers and hops farmers in the mid-1800s. But a brew pub revolution in the 1980s when a group of brewers helped change Oregon's law to allow brewing and dispensing beer at the same location, put Pirvana, which can refer to Portland or the entire state, on the map as a definition for craft beer. In Pennsylvania, it's milk. A whopping 22 states list milk as their official beverage, but the Keystone State is one of the top milk producers. Plus, Pennsylvanians have a badge of swirling in some of Hershey's chocolate syrup fresh from the factory. In Rhode Island, it's coffee milk. More sweet than a caffeine fix, the Ocean State's official drink is essentially coffee ice cream in liquid form. Made with milk and coffee syrup, Autocrat is the local's preferred variety. It offers creamy coffee flavor without the beans or the bitterness. In South Carolina, it's sweet tea. The house wine of the South. Sweet tea can be anywhere from slightly sugary to downright syrupy. Somerville is not only the birthplace of the beloved beverage, it also beats the sweet tea trail in the world's largest sweet tea served in a 15-foot-tall mason jar statue called Mason. I bet that's good. South Dakota, it's red beer. If a beer and a Bloody Mary had a baby, it might be a South Dakota red beer, a.k.a. light beer mixed with Campbell's tomato juice. Many say it's more refreshing and quaffable than just beer alone. Others up the ante by plucking in olives or a pickle. They call that a South Dakota martini. In Tennessee, it's Tennessee whiskey. If you think all the whiskey is the same, you don't know Jack. By law, Tennessee whiskey must be made in grain that's at least 51% corn and filtered through maple charcoal prior to aging. Just ask Chris Stapleton and others who exalt its songworthy spirit in country music, Tennessee's other trademark. In Texas, it's horchata. Each region of the Lone Star State has its own spin on this ancient beverage made with soaked rice, cinnamon, and sometimes almonds, all blended, strained, and mixed with vanilla and sugar for a sweet, milky, and refreshing melange. In Utah, it's dirty soda. Made in Utah and made famous nationwide on TikTok, dirty soda is a dressed-up soft drink mixed with cream and optional flavor syrup. Swig, the soda fountain chain, is their home, and its menu boasts 40 different combinations. Vermont, it's maple lemonade. In the land of maple, it just makes sense to use some of that syrup to sweeten a summertime favorite. In Virginia, it's George Washington's rye whiskey. Added to his other achievements, our first president was one of the nation's largest whiskey producers. Staff at his Mount Vernon estate still distill his original recipe, which has been the state spirit since 2017. In Washington, it's coffee. A robust coffee culture has percolated from the Pacific Northwest for decades. But in 1971 came Seattle Starbucks, named for the first mate on the ship Pequod in Melville's Moby Dick, and the dawn of one of the most recognizable cafe brands in the world. In West Virginia, it's Mountain Dew. Of course, the soda reached for most in the Mountain State is Mountain Dew, even if it was invented on the other side of Appalachia in Tennessee. Wisconsin's Brandy Old Fashioned. Bartenders at every supper club and corner bar know the Wisconsin way to make an old fashioned. Muddled sugar, bitters, orange slices, and cherries. A pour of brandy instead of whiskey, and a splash of citrus soda, sour mix, or seltzer. A tradition so beloved that in 2023, lawmakers finally declared it the state's official cocktail. In Wyoming, it's a slushy. A slushy can get you slushed. The it drink in these parts began in 2012 with the Hound, a frosty concoction of fresh green grape foliage juice and vodka, first churned at Queekside Market in Jackson Hole. And how about a couple giggles before we switch to consumer reports? A jeweler spots a shopper trying to steal a necklace and nabs him. Listen, the crook says, you don't want any trouble and I don't want any trouble. What do you say I just buy the necklace and forget this ever happened? The jeweler agrees. He rises up a sales slip and hands it to the crook. You know, says the crook, this is more than I wanted to spend. Mind showing me something less expensive? Two men are seated on a train. One pulls out his phone and shows the other a photo of his girlfriend. Isn't she beautiful, he asks. The second man responds, if things she's beautiful, you should see my wife. Oh, is she gorgeous too? No, she's an optician. Sorry for the things I said when the air conditioner was broken. More CR insights. Food IQ. Great grains in just 90 seconds. Whole grains like wild or brown rice and barley are packed with a lot of fiber and other nutrients, but they can take about an hour to cook on the stove, says Amy Keating, RD, a senior nutritionist. Thankfully, there's a faster way. Microwavable pouches containing pre-cooked grains are typically ready in just 90 seconds. And these days, with different grain blends, flavorful seasoning, veggies and beans mixed in, they're far from boring. One caveat, some of these instant grain mixes can be high in sodium. In our nutritional evaluation of over 25 products, some had more than 500 milligrams of sodium in just one cup. For our favorite grain mixes that are lower in sodium, we'll look at the links below. Expert tech to turn your grain mixes into a meal, add a protein like grilled chicken and fresh veggies such as corn and baby spinach for extra fiber and antioxidants. Seeds of Change Organic 7-Whole Grain. Seeds of Change Organic 7-Whole Grains, $3.99. Calories, 260. Sodium, 310. Carbs, 50 grams. Fiber, 5 grams. Protein, 6 grams. This pouch offers an amount of fiber and a wide mix of grains, including brown and wild rice, barley, red quinoa, bulgur rice, and millet. Best brown rice and quinoa. It's Q-U-I-N-O-A. I'm never sure how to pronounce that. I think it's Kiona. Good and Gather Target, 90-second brown rice and red rice with flax seeds. Also has 260 calories and 300 milligrams of sodium. Has a little less carbs at 43, fiber 3 grams, and protein 6 grams. We like this grain mix because it has a short ingredients list and is seasoned with a fairly low amount of salt. Ben's Original, 10 Medley Tomato and Herbs, $3.49. By the way, the Good and Gather is only $2.39. In the Ben's Original, the calories are 220, sodium is 200 milligrams, carbs are 41 grams, fiber is 7 grams, and protein are 6 grams. This medley includes barley, brown rice, chickpeas, green beans, garlic, basil, red chili, and more. It also has less than half the sodium of the other bean brand pouches from brands and like Whole Foods. And another Seeds of Change, organic brown and wild rice. This is also $3.99. It has tomato and roasted garlic. Calories are 250, sodium is 200 milligrams, carbs are 49 grams, fiber is 4 grams, protein 6 grams. We found that the Seeds of Change mix had about half as much sodium as the other seasoned brown rices, like Ben's Original. Going abroad? Get passports and more fast. Before you take your next international trip, use this guide to make sure you have the right documents in time for takeoff. your passport. If you already have a U.S. passport, check its expiration date. An adult passport lasts 10 years, but many countries require that it be valid at least 6 months past the date of your trip. To renew or to get one for the first time, go to travel.state.gov. How fast can you get it? Processing can take 6 to 8 weeks when you submit an application or renewal by mail. To get yours processed in 2 to 3 weeks, you can pay a $60 expedite fee on top of the $130 passport cost. If you need to travel abroad within 14 days, go to passportappointment.travel.state.gov to book an in-person appointment. You need to bring printed proof of your travel date, such as an airline ticket receipt, and pay a $60 expedite fee. New document for going to Europe. Starting in 2025, European-bound American citizens must apply for an ETIAS travel authorization prior to enter 30 European countries, including France and Italy. The authorization is valid for up to 3 years or until your passport expires. Learn more at travel-europe.eu/ETIAS. How fast can you get it? Your online form typically gets approved in just a few minutes, though it could take 4 days or more. It costs 7 euros, but is free for those over age 70 or under 18. Global Entry. When you return from a trip abroad, Global Entry Pass lets you zip through U.S. Customs and Immigration. You can apply at ttp.dhs.gov. It costs $100 for 5 years, but will rise to $120 on October 1st, and it requires an in-person interview. How fast do you get it? Not so fast. The process can take up to 11 months, and there is no way to expedite it. You can renew your membership up to 1 year prior to your expedition date. Doing so lets you keep using it up to 24 months after its expiration. International Driving Permit. Your state's driver's license is valid when driving in Canada and Mexico, but to rent a car in other countries, you need to obtain an International Driving Permit, IDP, such as one from AAA. How fast can you get it? Fill out an application at AAA.com/vacation/IDPF.html. Takes a few minutes. Bring the printout to the AA office to get an IDP the same day, or mail it in, which could take a few weeks. Both methods cost $20. You can contain an IDP up to 6 months ahead of travel. A tourist visa. Many countries, such as Australia and India, require visas for American travels, even for short-term stays. You may be able to obtain these online. Some are free, while others have a fee. For more information on your destination, go to travel.state.gov. And it's interesting, I was watching a thing about smuggling, people trying to smuggle stuff into Australia and New Zealand, and they do all require a visa. How fast do you get it? It varies by destination. For example, the Australian government will typically approve an online tourist visa immediately after you submit it. Others, like India, can take up to 72 hours. Check the timing before you book your travel. What about Clear? Similar to TSA PreCheck, this membership promises to save you time at airport security lines, but only in departing from certain U.S. airports and very few airports abroad, so it may not save you much time during international travel. How fast can you get it? Applying at ClearMe, that's ClearMe.com, takes about 5 minutes. Then it takes a few more minutes in person at a Clear Airport kiosk to scan your biometrics. It costs $189 per year. Cordless drills. If you've had the same tire drill sitting in your toolbox for more than 10 years, now is a great time to replace it with a new model, even more if your oven has a cord. In the past decade, cordless drills have become more powerful, lighter, and more efficient, thanks to more powerful motors and advancement in lithium-ion battery technology. Here, our experts have curated the list of the best battery-powered models we've tested this year, organized by the side of the jobs they can tackle. An expert tip: if you already own other battery-powered tools, buy a drill made by the same brand, because the batteries and chargers they use are often interchangeable. You'll pay about one-third less if you buy only the tool without the battery and charger. General-use drills. These make quick work of most home tasks, like hanging a shelf or tightening screws. They can be half the weight of heavy-duty models, making them easier to handle. The highest score is the Milwaukee 3403-22, $170. Has a good speed, great power, great run time, and a good charge time. Then the Skill DL529 at $80 scored a 75. It's got a good speed, great power, not such a good run time, but it has a good charge time. The DeWalt DCD703F1 scored a 72 as well, or a 72. It cost $200. It's got a good speed, great power, not great run time, and a good charge time. The Makita FD071 scored a 71 at $200. It has a good speed, great power, not as great as on time, and a good charge time. The DeWalt DCD701F2 scored a 71, has $150, has a good speed, great power, not so great run time, but a good charge time. Then if you want to go to the heavy-duty drills, many of these drills weigh 4 to 5 pounds, so they're tiring to hold for a long time. But they're also best for tackling big tasks like building a deck. The Makita GFD-02D, $420, scored an 87. It's got a great speed, good power, great run time, and a great charge time. And the Makita XFD-16T at $354 also scored an 87. It has a great speed, great power, great run time, and a good charge time. The Flex FX-117IT also scored an 87. Great speed, great power, great run time, and a good charge time, and it cost $229. The DeWalt DCD991IP2 at $320 scored at 85. Great speed, great power, great run time, and good charge time. The Cobalt Lowe's from Lowe's, KXDD1424A, $170. Good, great speed, great power, great run time, but a lousy charge time. Recalls. To stay informed about recalls for your vehicle, readers with membership can use our free recall tracker at cr.org/more. Honda Ridgeline pickup trucks. Honda is recalling 188,220 to 2024 Ridgeline pickup trucks because of a potential problem with the wiring harness in the tailgate. Road salt and water could damage the tailgate. If this happens, repeated opening and closing of the tailgate can cause the harness to break over time, and the backup camera image would no longer display. What to do? Dealers will replace the backup camera tailgate harness with an improved part that has more durable wiring. Owners can call Honda at 888-234-2138. The NST campaign number for this recall is 24V-321, and Honda's recall number is Y17. Johnson Health Tech North America Treadmills. In January 2022, Johnson Health Tech North America recalled about 20,000 treadmills. Now the company is recalling an additional 10,000 treadmills because a power cord could come loose from the power socket, posing a fire risk. They were sold at Johnson Health Tech North America and Johnson Fitness and Wellness stores nationwide from March 2018 to January 2024 for $3,400 to $8,900. What to do? Inspect the treadmill to see whether there's a power cord bracket installed. If the bracket is not there, ensure that the power cord is completely inserted into the power socket on the treadmill prior to each use until the bracket is installed. Call 866-218-3674 or go to matricfitness.com for details. Black & Decker Carmet Steamers. In November 22, 2022, Empower Brands recalled about 520,000 Black & Decker garment steamers. Now the company is recalling an additional 1.6 million steamers because they can expel, spray, or leak hot water during use, posing a burn hazard. The steamers are sold at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, and other stores nationwide, and online at Amazon, bedbathandbeyond.com, blackanddeckerappliances.com, and other websites from June 2021 through February 2023 for $14 to $23. What to do? Stop using the steamer. Call Empower Brands at 800-990-5298 for details and instructions on how to receive a refund. If you received a replacement part as a result of the November 22 recall, you are still eligible for a full refund. DR Power Leaf Vacuums and Leaf Bowers. DR Power is recalling about 58,000 tow-behind and walk-behind leaf vacuums, as well as walk-behind leaf blowers, because pieces can come loose and be ejected, posing a laceration hazard. They were sold at independent power equipment stores nationwide and online at drpower.com from September 2014 through January 2024 for $1,300 to $4,000. What to do? Stop using the leaf vacuums and leaf blowers. Call DR Power at 877-221-5038 or go to drpower.com/recalls for details and for a free dealer-installed repair. Project Watson Eyelid Wipes for Dogs. Bausch & Lomb is recalling about 32,000 dog eyelid wipes because bacteria and fungi can grow in the container, posing a risk of infection for people and or pets. The wipes are sold at PetSmart, Walmart, and other stores nationwide, and online at Amazon and Chewy.com from February 2023 through March 2024 for $13 to $15. What to do? First of all, stop using the wipes. Call 877-857-1149 or go to ProjectWatson.com for details and instructions on how to receive a refund. You must sign and date the container and upload a photo at eyelidwiperrecall.com. Z-Line wall odors. Z-Line is recalling about 5,000 single and double door built-in electric wall ovens because the door hinge can dislodge, releasing the spring, which can damage or break through the door trim, posing an injury risk. The ovens are sold at Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Range Hood Store, and online at Costco.com, Wayfair.com, and other online sellers from December 2020 through September 2022. For $1,900 to $4,000. What to do? Stop using the oven. Call 833-256-3603. Email onorecall@zlinekitchen.com or to go to zlinekitchen.com for instructions and to get a free replacement door and arrange for a service visit if you need help replacing the door. August is the best time to buy computers, printers, dehumidifiers, and Wi-Fi routers. Well, since this is the latest hot product, it seems a good time for them to test it. Top air fryers from our test. The newest models are bigger, better, and easier than ever to use. Here's how to choose the right one for your kitchen. They have pictures here of the ample capacity with the large window of the Kenmore KKAF, scored a 72. The most versatile settings are the Instant Vortec Plus at $140. By the way, the Kenmore is $120. Instant Vortec Plus at $130. Top rated for a nice price is the Dash Tasty Crip DCF 260 at $60, scored an 81, which is pretty good. Home cooks love air fryers, and for good reason. You can fry food to crispy perfection with no oil, with little to no oil, cook a full meal in a matter of minutes, and reheat leftovers without compromising the texture. Their popularity has only grown since the first models were introduced in 2010, and it's led to more choices and a broader range of features and functions. Even other appliances like toaster ovens and microwaves have begun incorporating air fryer setting to mimic what air fryers do. Our love of air fryers hasn't only driven innovation in the appliances themselves. According to a 2023 report from Mintel, a market research agency, it has also led to more food out products specifically designed to be cooked in air fryers. Now there are Purdue's Air Fryer Ready Crisp Wings and Urban Accents by Stonewall Kitchen's Air Fryer Hot and Spicy Cauliflower, plus many frozen and refrigerated food from pizza bites to egg rolls, including instructions for preparing them in an air fryer. So if you enjoyed your first-generation air fryer and want to upgrade, now may be the time to go for it. And if you never owned or used one, you may be surprised what they can do, and for a great price, too. The best new features. Air fryers only own the appliances that get food hot fast. Microwaves and toaster ovens do this, too. But only air fryers deliver crispiness while retaining a moist interior, whether you're starting with raw ingredients, cooking frozen fare, or reviving leftovers. New models make getting great results simpler than ever. Here are a few improvements you'll find. They're more versatile. You may have thought using an air fryer as just a fast way to crisp up some fries, and it's true, they're great for that. But new designs help you do much more. Some models, such as Instant Vortex Plus, are also available in a version that comes with two cooking baskets. Others have a divider to split the baskets as needed. Ideal for prepping two items with different cooking times or food that needs to be flipped or shaken at different intervals, potatoes in one, broccoli in the other, for example. You also find air fryers that come with a range of accessories, including skewer racks, pizza pans, and even small rotisserie spit for chicken. Some come with a tray that can be placed in the air fryer basket. These are great for food that you need to flip individually, salmon fillets, chicken breasts, sandwiches, or that shouldn't be stacked like anything coated with a batter. They're easy to use. Most models include settings for baking, roasting, warming, and reheating. Some offer additional specialized sources, say for dehydrating, toasting, and even proofing dough. You also find air fryers with a range of programmed options, so you can cook foods like fryers, wing, bacon, vegetables, and more with a touch of a button. The Gourmet GAF 686 Digital at $60 has 12 resets. Some models, the Chefman AccuFry, $100, have a glass pane so you can check cooking without opening the door. They look better. You'll find sleeker styles and more finishes. Good news if you plan to keep yours on the countertop all the time. The Beautiful by Drew Barrymore at Wright, for instance, has a matte exterior, 6 color options, and gold handles. It is kind of pretty. They're less pricey. Our highest-rated air fryer, the Dash Tasty Crip DCAF, costs $60. Stacy Cavanaugh at Turner, Senior's Market Analysis for Air Fryers, has seen models priced as low as $30 and as high as $500. The price generally reflects the size, capacity, and the number of functions it comes with, she says. Higher-priced models may also have a non-stick ceramic basket. On a lower-priced model, the non-stick material may be of inferior quality. And many of the budget models are mostly plastic with fewer accessories. That means that a less expensive model may not last quite as long, but you can still expect excellent performance. What air fryers still can't do. As good as they are, air fryers aren't the best way to cook certain foods. Those that require a very wet batter, for instance. Loose tempura batters are troublesome, says Meredith Lawrence, the author of Air Fry Genius. Among other books, a thin batter will trip through any holes in the tray the food rests on, which means it won't crisp around your food and will make a mess in your appliance. You can cook more thickly battered foods in an air fryer, Lawrence says, like a beer-battered fish that's dredged in flour and crumbs to keep the batter in place. Just use a little bit of parchment paper under the food to avoid any dripping, but don't fully cover the tray with parchment paper or a lighter, because that will bloat the airflow that's essential for crisping. Even roomy air fryers don't come close to the capacity of a conventional oven or a large toaster oven. You may be able to roast a small chicken and make tater tots for the whole family, but you won't be cooking a Thanksgiving turkey in there. If you want more room, a toaster oven with an air fryer setting may be a better choice. It won't crisp up fries as well as a dedicated air fryer, but it does a good job of browning and roasting. For top air fryer toaster ovens, we'll look at those later. The right type for your kitchen. Here's what to consider as you select a new model. Capacity. Some of the air fryers in our ratings have baskets with a capacity of less than 5 quarts. Others advertise that they hold well more than that. But we found the capacity claims are sometimes inaccurate. We measure capacity and often find it's less than reported. If there are only one or two people in your household, a smaller style may be just fine. The size works great for a couple of chicken breasts, salmon fillet, or hamburger patties, for instance, or sides for a few people. If you want to make more ample amounts or to cook an entire meal in an air fryer, choose a large capacity model. These also allow you to roast a chicken or bake cakes or muffins. Footprint. Planning to keep your air fryer out on the countertop? Before you buy, take time to measure the spot you want to place it in, allowing these 5 inches on all sides. Air fryers get very hot, especially in the back where the vent lets out the air, so surrounding surfaces and the power cord or outlet behind it can get damaged if placed too close to the appliance. If you have cabinets above your countertop, remember to measure how much vertical space is available, allowing for 5 inches there too. If you store the air fryer in a cabinet when you're not using it, make sure you have enough room, because even small capacity models can be bulky. Air fryers can weigh nearly 20 pounds, so check that shelf it will sit on can handle that weight, and make sure it won't be heavy for you to lift up onto your countertop. Surprising things you can make in your air fryer. Cakes, muffins, and brownies. Using small cake pans, muffin tins, and rim sheet pans that fit inside your air fryer, you can bake sweet treats perfectly moist interiors without the long preheating time out of an oven. The tops of your baked goods may brown more quickly in an air fryer, so cover them with aluminum foil. Grilled cheese. The hot enclosed space of an air fryer can melt the cheese in the same time it takes to toast the bread to perfection, whereas in a pan or on a stovetop, the bread is toned to browning too quickly. Spread a light layer of butter or mayonnaise on the outside of the bread and allow the sandwich to cook for a few minutes on each side. Lobster tails. Meredith Lawrence, author of Air Fryer Genius, says she air fries lobster tails with great results. Because the air fryer cooks food faster, she says, the lobster doesn't have time to dry out. Chef's secret. Add a little liquid to the bottom of the pan to ensure tender results. Puff pastry. It turns out best when the cold toll hits a very hot oven, about 425 degrees Fahrenheit, and starts baking immediately. So the intense heat of an air fryer is ideal for croissants and small tarts. Dried food and herbs. Using a dehydrate setting if your model has one, or set the temperature to about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Allow 3 or 4 hours to dry fruit or 1 to 2 hours for herbs. Pro tip. Turn the fan speed down when drying herbs to keep them from flying around inside the machine. Which ones makes the best fries? And it's a Gorema GAF 414 air fryer for $50, scored a 76. More toaster ovens now come with an air fryer setting, providing potential competition for standalone air fryers. To find out if these toaster ovens are equipped results you'd expect from an air fryer, a CR staffer pitted our top-rated air fryer toaster over the Breville, the Smart Oven Fryer Pro, against one of our highly rated CR recommended air fryers, the Gourmilla GAF 414. The challenge to bring a batch of frozen fries, pre-coated in oil, to crisp perfection. Here's what we found. The winner was the air fryer. 400 degrees for 12 minutes, shaken halfway through cooking. The fries crisped up thoroughly, surprisingly evenly. In addition to the crisp exterior, each fry was tender inside, providing a nice contrast in textures. They remained firm, but not quite crisp, even after they cooled for 10 minutes. The Breville Smart Oven Air Fryer for $400, she's 10 times as much. Method, 400 degrees for 16 minutes on the air fryer setting, turned halfway through cooking. The fries got crispy, but not very evenly. They browned quickly at the ends and edges, but even after 16 minutes of cooking, the midsection of each fry was still fairly soft, and the fries were visibly oily. They turned even softer once they cooled for 10 minutes. How to get more for your used car. What to do with a car you don't want anymore? You could trade it in for a new one, sell it to a dealer or to a private individual, or get a sight unseen online offer for it. According to a recent survey of more than 14,000 Consumer Reports members, getting an instant cash offer online through a retailer such as CarMax or Carvana will get you the best price for your car and be the easiest overall experience. But each option has its pros and cons. If you're buying a new car, a trade-in could be the quickest way to get rid of your old car, and also offers a tax benefit in some states. Whatever you do, start by getting an idea of what your car is worth by using CR's Car Value Estimator at cr.org/trade-in. John Ibbotson, chief mechanic of CR's Auto Test Center, says there are a couple ways to maximize the price you get. First, give the car a quick cleaning. Second, provide maintenance and service records to show you've taken good care of the car. We discuss each method of selling from the highest to the lowest and reported satisfaction among CR members. Take an instant cash offer. Best for paid-off, lower-mileage cars with solid maintenance record paper trail. You'll get an online offer within a few minutes that will be on for several days and may be the most competitive option. In the CR survey, the majority of people who sold their car to Carvana got more for it than they expected. Cons. You might get more money selling an older high-mileage car to an individual buyer. What to do? It's as easy as entering your license plate number or vehicle identification number, VIN, and answering a few questions about your car's set condition. Satisfaction rate was 62%. Sell it to an individual. Best for older or high-mileage cars that are paid off and in good condition. Sell it to someone private who will probably get the highest price for an older car. CR members who sold to individuals in person were far more satisfied than those who sold to individuals online. The cons are higher potential for having to haggle and handle difficult buyers, no-shows, and scammers. What to do? Always meet strangers in a secure public location, such as a gas station or supermarket parking lot. Professional detailing may result in a higher price, and that is a satisfaction rate of 58%. Sell it to a dealer. Best for newer used cars, lower-priced models in high demand, those that sell for $22,000 or less. Cars with less than their loan balance. Pros, you get roughly the same amount of money as a trade-in, but unlike a trade-in, you don't have to sell to the dealer you're buying another car from. If you have an older, higher mileage, low-demand car, there are other ways to get more money. Also, you'll probably have to make an in-person appraisal appointment. What to do? Go to multiple dealers to find the one offering the best price. The dealership that serviced the car should be able to offer a price by phone, and that is a satisfaction rate of 51%. Trade it in for new or used cars that are still being paid off. Pros, this can be the fastest way to get rid of your old car and get a new one. The trade-in value will also help defray the cost of financing the new car purchase. In some states, you pay sales tax only on the price of the new car minus the value of the trade-in. Cons, typically yields less money than selling to an individual. Most CR members who traded in got less than they expected to do. Lock in the new car price before negotiating the trade-in. Some dealers offer offset good trade-in price by inflating the new car purchase price. Has a satisfaction rate of only 34%. Well, let's do some more giggles to close out. The Van Gogh family tree. Vincent's dizzy aunt, vertigo. The brother who ate prunes, gotta go. His magician uncle, where did he go? The nephew who drove a stagecoach to Wells Fargo. The ballroom dancing aunt, tango. The little bouncy nephew, pogo. His niece who drives an RV, Winnebago. What do you call it when your parachute doesn't open? Jumping to a conclusion. A salesman is at a barber convention demonstrating an unbreakable comb by putting it through all sorts of stress. As his peach day resistance, he bends the comb in half. Crack. It unexpectedly snaps. Unfazed, he holds up both halves for all to see, saying, "And this is what an unbreakable comb looks like on the inside." The biggest challenge for the average mime is thinking outside the box. An American couple lost while driving through Canada stop at a gas station. The man gets out of the car, goes inside the station, and asks the attendant, "Can you tell me where we are?" The attendant says, "Saskatoon, Saskatchewan." The man nods and goes back to his car. "Did he tell you where we are?" his wife asks. "No," said the husband. "He doesn't speak English." I was out jogging when two little boys selling lemonade waved at me. "I'd love to buy a cup," I said, "but I don't have any money on me." The young entrepreneurs were very understanding. "That's okay," said one. "We take Venmo." While closing up a health club one night, I heard someone in the women's locker room yelling, "Liar, liar, why can't you cooperate once in a while?" As she stormed past me, I asked her how many others were still getting changed. "None," she fumed. I walked in wondering who would anger her. Then I spotted the upright scale. The weight bar was still shaking from her hasty departure. And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so very much for listening.